Harper Audio presents Creativity Rules. Get ideas out of your head and into the world. Formerly published as Insight Out by Tina Seelig. Read by Eliza Foss.
Letter to Readers. A few years ago, I stumbled upon a letter that I had written to myself 30 years earlier. I was looking through an old box of correspondence in search of a note from a childhood friend who had reached out to me soon after my book, What I Wish I Knew When I Was 20, was released. While digging through the envelopes, I found a letter that I had written to myself on the eve of my 20th birthday. Reading the words scribbled on a lined notepad flung me back in time to an era when I was filled with big dreams and even bigger doubts about how to achieve them. The letter poignantly describes how challenging it is to harness your potential and bring your dreams to life. It was also a stunning confirmation that the book I had just released, which presented a crash course on making your place in the world, was what I wish I had known when I was 20. The following is an excerpt from that letter. I am going to be 20 this next month, and I'm supposed to be a real person by now. An adult, responsible, having a purpose. I feel so far from that now. I want to be interesting, and I don't find myself interesting. I want to be intelligent, and I'm not. I want to be the type of person I would like to meet, and it seems so fruitless. Perhaps the goals I have for myself are ridiculously high, and I should stop before I start. Reading this letter was a reminder of how far I had come. From a 20-year-old filled with anxiety about where to begin my journey into adulthood, to an adult who has managed to navigate a circuitous path to a gratifying profession. Like countless others, when I was in my 20s, I was filled with a palpable drive to do something that was meaningful, but lacked an understanding of how to tap into my wellspring of energy to find a path toward that goal. 30 years later, I believe that there are three crucial elements needed to build a bridge to the future you want to create. The first is an entrepreneurial mindset that allows you to see the world as opportunity rich. It's up to you to make your own luck, to see that most rules are recommendations, and to give yourself permission to challenge assumptions. Those lessons are captured in What I Wish I Knew When I Was 20. As I wrote in that book, boundless possibilities result from extracting yourself from your comfort zone, being willing to fail, having a healthy disregard for the impossible, and seizing every opportunity to be fabulous. Yes, these actions inject chaos into your life and keep you off balance, but they also take you places you couldn't even have imagined and provide a lens through which to see problems as opportunities. Above all, they give you growing confidence that problems can be solved. The second is a specific set of tools for solving problems and taking advantage of opportunities that you inevitably encounter along the way. Those are described in my next book, Ingenious, a crash course on creativity, which illustrates how to harness factors both inside yourself and in the outside environment to unlock the pathway to invention. Creativity can be enhanced by honing your ability to observe and learn, by connecting and combining ideas, by reframing problems, and by moving beyond the first right answers. You can boost your creative output by building habitats that foster problem-solving, crafting environments that support the generation of new ideas, building teams that are optimized for innovation, and contributing to a culture that encourages experimentation. And third is a clear roadmap for moving from inspiration to implementation. That's the book you are holding now. I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to teach these skills to students at Stanford University. As a professor of the practice in the Department of Management Science and Engineering and Executive
Sample complete. Ready to continue?